Well, basically, Cork County Council, I understand, are preparing a report on it, or, you know, having a look at to see exactly what happened and why it happened. And we're awaiting that report now from their engineering section. And as soon as we get that, then we'll have to see what it says. And if, as I said in my press release, if it requires extra infrastructure upgrading, then I'll be calling for that to be put in place, because it's not fair on businesses and homeowners that this would happen. There must be a reason for it. Now, I do know that this rain was unprecedented. I think we got a month's rain in an hour, and it was very localized. So you could argue that no amount of drainage could actually take it, but that's not good enough either. We really need to see if we can improve infrastructure to ensure that this kind of thing doesn't recur.
And what are people in Middleton saying?
Well, people in Middleton are, you know, they're, you know, upset and annoyed about it. It's not nice for anybody to have this happen to them. I visited some of the places over the weekend and last week when it happened, and after it happened, and you know, people had coped as best they could. They are, some of the businesses are more prepared than they were, but this happened without warning, really. And it was, as I said, a month's rain in an hour. And, you know, it's very difficult to know what kind of infrastructure, what kind of protection you could put up to prevent it. But we've got to look at it and see what's possible. And if it means that we upgrade the infrastructure and the piping and so on, then that has to be done. But I am having a watching brief. I am in communication with the council on it. I know the engineers are taking it seriously, and I know that they are going to prepare a report on it. And I look forward to that report being made available, and then we'll see what we need to do after that. With OPW, if we need to get funding from there, we'll certainly be looking for that.
Yeah, I mean, the OPW have drawn up reports for the lower Lee areas and for Blackpool and for Clonakilty. Is there any chance of them drawing up one for Middleton?
Well, that's what we'll be looking for if we need that to happen. But again, the initiative has to come from the council in the first instance. So the council have to start the actual work on this. They are actually at the moment, I've been told. They've actually started it, and I'm awaiting that report. And certainly if we need to do some work for Middleton and Ballinacurra on foot of any such reports, we will certainly be look for that to happen. I know a lot of good work has gone on in Fermoy and Mitch and Mallow as well with flood relief. And again, we need to see if we can stop this happening in Middleton and Ballinacurra, because certainly it's causing distress to people, and we need to try and work to make sure it doesn't happen anymore if possible.
And David, Met Aran is forecasting more torrential downpours this week. Are businesses in Middleton fearful of a repeat of what happened last week?
Well, Middleton businesses certainly will be better prepared for it. I think last week was unprecedented in one way, because it was so sudden and without warning. I know we had one about 15 months ago, which was something similar, and people now are preparing for it and adapting towards it. But again, at the same time, we've got to see what we can do to prevent it, prevent the flooding occurring. And I was informed that some of the drains had been cleaned very, very recently before the flooding occurred, so it might be just pure capacity that the pipes aren't big enough. Now, we might need bigger pipes, might be as simple as that. Whatever we need to do anyway, we need to get the report from the council in the first instance, and from OPW then, and then see what action can be taken for that.